where you're Sacred ones of the South, we turn to you when we call to the element of water. We call to the flowing waters of our own emotions that we may learn how to give with abundance, give freely. We call to the water that is our blood. We call to the sacred plant world. Hey, sacred plant world, it is you who teach us about giving unconditionally. You give us food, you give us shelter, you give us shade, and you give us beauty. At this time, I call to the powers of trust and innocence in the South. I call to the trust and innocence inside of each of our hearts. So often as we grow up, we forget about those places. We think that we have lost the capacity to trust or to be innocent. So I call that place, that innocent place, that childlike place in each of us to be present in this circle right now. And I call to the sacred winged one of the South. I call to you, Al, bringer of the dream. The seeds of our dreams are in our trust and innocence. And I ask that we be able to remember the dreams that we may have left behind at some point because we felt that we were not worthy or that life could not sustain us. Hey, Al, bringer of the dream, bring us back to that place of hope, of trust, and of innocence. And be here now. Ho.
Where you head?
Sacred ones of the West, we turn to you and we call to the element of earth. Earth that holds and transforms the seed. Earth that teaches us to be patient, to relax and deepen into the darkness, knowing that it is in the darkness and in the depths of the earth that our roots can begin to grow. Knowing that that is how all things begin, is in the sacred darkness. And in the West, we call to the sacred mineral world, to the rocks and crystals, the sands and soils, the precious, semi-precious stones, the mixed ores and metals. Hey, sacred mineral world, you teach us how to conduct energy, how to be good conduits of life force energy, of divine energy. Teach us to be a shaman for our own lives, the shaman who is the hollow bone, the hollow reed, through whom life and soul force energy flow. I call to the powers of intuition, introspection, death, and change that we may embrace all of these qualities, knowing when it is time to let go so that something new may be born. And at this time, I call the winged ones of the West. I call to you, Raven, and to you, Crow, messengers of mystery and magic, to be here now. Ho. Hey, sacred ones of the North. Dear ones of the North. I call to the element of air, of wind. I call to the direction of receiving. Help us to receive with tenderness. How to be undefended in what we receive. Whether it is something we're hearing from another person, whether it is the language of the wind blowing through the trees and the leaves, or the sound of a bird flying above us. Help us to take in each moment with an open heart. Sacred ones of the North, I call to the sacred animal world. I call to you, sweet medicine. I call to you, four-leggeds, winged ones, swimmers, creepy crawlers. Sweet medicine, you teach us how to receive energy, how to perceive energy. You know when the weather is changing. Teach us your ways. Teach us to be in connection once again with our naturalness and with the wildness and wilderness within us. And I call to you, Hawk, the winged one of the North, you who are the bridge between the as above and the so below. Be with us, be in our circle, and teach us, inspire us. Be here now. Ho. Sacred ones of the East, element of fire, fire of the sun, fire deep inside the belly of the earth, fire inside our own bodies, fire that catalyzes and transforms, that activates the living of the dream. Fire be with us here. Spark us into action, spark us into passion, into aliveness. And at this time, I call to the sacred human world in the East. I call to the red-blooded, the black-blooded, the white-blooded, yellow-blooded, and the mixed blood, the Métis people. Between all of us, we create a rainbow of creation. Between all of us, we create the rainbow warrior. We bring the rainbow warrior into this world. We need each other. Help us to remember that. That we need one another more than ever. Open our hearts so that we can breathe in, drink in, and share all the colors of the rainbow. At this time, I call to the powers of illumination and enlightenment. Light up the dark places. Invite the unknown into the present. The unknown that has been the past of our ancestors, the unknown that dwells inside each one of us, bring it into present time. Shine your light on the darkness. And at this time I call to the Sacred Winged One of the East. I call to you, Eagle. Hey, Eagle Spirit, be with us. Teach us to fly so high that we disappear out of sight from what our habitual expectations, our habitual thoughts and beliefs are. Help us to fly so much higher than that. Eagle, you are the messenger of Great Spirit. We ask you to be with us in our circle now. Aho. I call to the as above, all that is blue. I call to the star nations. I call to the galaxies, planets, and universes. Thank you for the shelter of the sky. Thank you for reminding us that life is huge and that we are huge. I call to the center of the wheel, the center of the medicine wheel. I call to sexual soul force energy. I call to the aliveness that dwells within each one of us, the known and the unknown. I call to the void. I call to masculine, feminine balance within each one of us, that it may be so on this planet, that we may come into balance, that we may come into relationship with all beings. I call to the so below, all that is green. I call to you, Grandmother Earth. I call to all our ancestors who have walked here and learned here before us. Hey, dear ones, sacred ones, thank you for holding this womb space of creation. Thank you for holding this womb space in which we may learn and mature. Please help us to grow. Please help us to heal. Please help us to learn to be so much more generous with our hearts. Our circle is cast, and we are now in sacred time and sacred space. May all within this circle heal and be healed. May all bless and be blessed. And so it is.